yes, sirree. Why do we say yes, sirree? Why do we say yes, mammy? Mammy, how I loved her, how I loved her, my hero, mammy. All right, you're in charge of, you're back in charge of social media and also keeping things. Yes, Heather Bachman is here with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. That's me on the Good Day program, working our way into your weekend. It's Friday, the 31st of August. Tomorrow, the 1st of September. The year is two-thirds of the way done. Fall starts 3 weeks from tomorrow. Next Monday is Labor Day. Other than that, what do I need to tell you about what's important in your life? This weekend, a lot of people have fun. Seems like yesterday we were talking about Memorial Day, burgers, and all of the things that are done on the cookouts, the grills. Where does the time go? We ask ourselves that question over and over and over again. And I don't know that there's... when you have something that you do every day, more or less at the same time, I think about that as I do this radio program. We're going to start in October, the 25th year of the Good Day program.
Wow.
And I think about where it was when it got started and how...
quarter of a century ago.
How little time, it seems, has passed. But yet, think of the events in your life. Think
isn't
of
good, though?
What you've done. It's better than being bored and wasting your time, it would seem. Your life is what you want it to be. If time goes quickly, then it's that that you have designed into your life and into your mind. That's how you programmed yourself. If it goes slowly, then that is what you have programmed. And so many of us would like a hybrid of that, though. I remember my father saying when he was 88, he was sort of, he had his first stroke, and he had broken down a little and was in the kitchen telling me, he hugged me, and he thought his life was over because he'd had a stroke.
Hmm.
Well, in some ways, his life as he knew it was over. He didn't die for another 3 years because he had another couple of strokes, and the last one finished him off. But for all practical purposes, the way he'd lived his life, in fact, he'd worked all of his life, and he worked till he had that first stroke. I remember Richie when he used to go on the air with me.
Yeah.
He used to go off and spew his...
it was fun.
Whatever his stuff is. Over the years, I've had all the members of my family on this program one way or another and in one form or another. And it's been some of the most popular stuff that we've done. People love it when I talk about the farm. People want to know more about family stuff because it's relatable. You have a family. You have a passion. You have things that help you mold whatever you describe as your success. You mold that by your thoughts, your action, your deeds. Everything about you and your future is in your hands. You can't do everything, but you can do something. And one of the things that we've talked about a lot today is what you choose to do with your body and your health. And it's just undeniable how you can work on yourself, keep yourself mentally healthy, physically healthy. Nobody can do that for you. And that's what drives us all nuts who think about the way the government tries to convince so many people they can do whatever is necessary for you. And all I have to do is look at the success or lack of success in any big, I mean, it doesn't make a difference whether it's government or a big business. Big businesses are failing all over the place because they're too big. Nobody can control them. Same as government. You are the person who does it. You have to make your life successful. You have to make it happen. And you got to take responsibility for your actions. Something happened in my life personally in the last week or so, and I was completely wrong. Not a little, completely wrong. And whether it works, sometimes you can stand up and say, I remember Bill Clinton saying after Waco, I take full responsibility. Janet Reno said, I take, what does that mean? 86 people were dead. Didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So does it mean something different if you do it and say it in a one-on-one and in a personal way? Maybe. Maybe not. It sort of just depends on who the receptor is. I didn't think at that point Bill Clinton was my favorite guy, and I was really happy to take shots at him.
You weren't a Clinton fan?
I was not a Clinton fan. I didn't vote for him either. I like
him. He's not an anybody fan when they're once they're in office. Doug's not a fan of the person who's in office. Once they're gone, he may think of them fondly.
You didn't vote Clinton either time.
Mm-mm. No, I voted for two libertarians. It was Harry Brown. I voted for him both times. I will not do that this time. I didn't. I would have voted for Hillary last time, and enthusiastically I would have voted for her. I voted for McCain, and I wasn't enthusiastic. The only thing, Richie will never forget, when Sarah Palin was announced as part of the ticket, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Richie and I were on the phone. Wow, look at her. We're voting for her. McCain is a genius.
She's hot.
And that was before she opened her mouth.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A couple of idiots.
Anyway. So,
good thing they didn't announce her on November 5th.
Yeah, right.
Well, it didn't make any difference. We still voted the same way.
No, well, exactly. But it was the reasoning for it was actually, was I just remember the conversation like it was yesterday. It was late in the afternoon.
That was funny.
And I just, it was very funny. It was actually a hysterical moment. And a hysterical, historical moment.
A couple of morons we are.
Well, but how many people thought that way? We represented what most men were thinking at that moment in time.
Yeah.
And the women around us said, "You, what is the matter?" Like Heather just basically said, you guys, before she opened her mouth, we're voting for her.
Right.
Right there.
And then the women say, when I said that to my daughter.
No, I mean, I had heard, well, I looked up some information about her.
I didn't.
And I liked what I saw. Her.
At least you're honest about this.
What, I'm
out there. Yes, you are.
I admit it. I'm an idiot.
Well, I don't necessarily want to admit it, and I'd like to think that as I mature some, well, and take responsibility.
Yeah, because you know this is the equivalent of, hey, Rich, dude, she's hot. Let's vote for her.
We all make rash, stupid decisions.
Yeah.
Thank God that we take a few minutes afterwards, after that initial rash decision, and just go, well, let me check this out a little further. And then what you do, you learn.
Well, I checked it out by just listening as she was becoming more prominent. And then there were things that just really turned me off. The other side of it is that the other side tried to discredit her as much as possible and did a pretty good job, but she did a good enough job on her own, so they didn't need the other side to discredit her.
I believe I'd take her over Biden any day.
Well, I don't mind Biden at all, because I don't think I think he's harmless.
He's harmless.
Funny, and he's harmless. He'd never
hurt
you.
Harmless is not as long as he's...
Never hurt
as
you.
As long as Obama's in office,
no.
He's not the guy in the big chair.
You know what? I'd have rather seen him in the big chair than Obama. I would have think Biden
you might have a point
was
there.
Enough of a... He would have worked with his pals in the Senate. They would have got stuff done. He's advised, by the way. Nobody talks about this. They are not close.
You might have a point there.
Biden and Obama.
Biden and Obama
have done any harm.
Are not close.
As much harm.
They don't... it's kind of like what Gore became to Clinton. They disliked each other and still do tremendously. George Bush and Dick Cheney at the end, they don't even speak. They don't like each other. These are stories from the inside, but maybe they have some value. When Dick Cheney, who plotted, and George Bush was foolish enough to, this just shows you that Bush either was extraordinarily gullible or just not very bright. Cheney all along planned to put himself in the seat. They just played a game, a charade. So Bush says to Cheney, Cheney volunteers to Bush, I'll help you find a vice president. Full knowing that he's going to put himself into that. But he convinces Bush that it's a good idea to have somebody with as much experience as he and Rumsfeld to find the guy. So he and Rumsfeld, who like... they might as well sleep with each other because they're two peas in a pod. They've been together forever. They've been conspiring since Reagan, even before Reagan, Nixon, to, you know, do stuff and get things done. And they've made tons of money conspiring with each other how to manipulate the government so that they benefited personally. Anyway, so, but all of these guys, as they've gone through, Ford and Reagan didn't like each other at all at the beginning. Because they ran against each other in the primary, and Reagan you are either, it's always black and white with Reagan. It always was black and white. You always knew what he had in his mind, and you always knew what he thought of you. That was one of the things I most respected about Reagan. He was not political that way. He was always nice to you, but, and it was, I thought it was clearest when he was dealing with Gorbachev. The two of them became extraordinarily good friends. But Reagan, at the beginning, whether he was a great statesman or not, you know, whatever it was about him, he was definitive, he was on purpose, and he got results. Whatever else, all the other stuff is immaterial.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he was smart or he wasn't, all of those things, or he was too, whatever. He got things done. And the country felt good about being the country.
Yes.
Same thing happened with Clinton, mm-hmm. by
the way. A lot of pride.
Same thing with Clinton. And Clinton, by the way, and Reagan became, and Nixon, this is more interesting. Nixon was a great advisor to Clinton, and Clinton liked him.
Really?
And the first time I had any regard for Clinton was at Nixon's funeral, where Clinton was the main speaker, lauding, praising, extolling the value of Richard Nixon's presidency. That was the first time, I got goosebumps now thinking about it, that I ever thought Clinton had anything going for him. And then after that, I met him 3 or 4 times and realized what he was really all about. He was a great cheerleader.
Let's head on mm-hmm. over to the bar.
Well, not even that. He wasn't a drinker. Bill Clinton didn't drink. He'd have it once in a while, but he wasn't a drinker.
Oh.
But he was extraordinarily good. I'll never forget Jay Byrne, who is a guy that I have great regard for. He works for Monsanto, so I don't that part of his life sort of. I think he's left now. He's formed his own PR company. He was a press secretary for my friend Brian Atwood, who was Assistant Secretary of State for AID, for Foreign Aid. And as such, Jay was an operative, loved as a kid politics. And he introduced, somehow or other, he and Clinton were together in some early event that brought Clinton into the limelight here in Massachusetts. And Jay was connected to that. Jay was on the runway when Clinton went down to take the acceptance speech at the first convention when he was nominated for president.
Mm-hmm.
He walked by Jay, and he'd only met him once 4 months earlier in Massachusetts. He looked at Jay, and he said, "Jay from Massachusetts, right? How are you doing?" He remembered the kid's name from 4 months earlier.
That's powerful, people.
I mean, that,
people
you don't,
that.
You, that's, you, people would kill for that. And that was one of Clinton's best. And Reagan was not that good at names, but he was really good at making you feel good. Old man Bush isn't bad at it either, or wasn't bad at it. George had none of that. No charisma. Obama has no charisma.
No. George had a ton of it.
No, he didn't have it in a personal way. He treated everybody sort of in that same Texas good old boy way. It wasn't a personal one-on-one thing, which is the difference, Richie. That's the difference. When you have that ability to do the one-on-one, it really carries you far.
I think personally he had a great personality.
Well, you can think that. That's fine.
Up on stage.
I mean, people say that about Obama. But what does that do? It doesn't carry the day when it comes to making Richard Nixon.
Yeah, I hate the whole popularity contest.
That's ridiculous. Because you gotta be a tough guy. You got to be like Nixon. You got to knock them down, and if you don't like, I mean, Reagan was the same way. They were indestructible and undeniably able to get people to do what they wanted them to do. Look at Watergate.
Mm-hmm.
Who in their right mind? Gordon Liddy, we've all known and loved. He would have done anything, including shoot somebody, if he was told to do it for the president. That's pretty powerful stuff.
I'm not a crook. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
All right, birthday time.
Dad, come on, sing this one.
I love you, Peggy Sue. I don't remember
genius
all the lyrics.
Genius of Buddy Holly.
Yeah. Jerry Allison's birthday is today. He was the drummer with the Crickets for a brief period of time. Not any of his own doing. It just happened that his boss was on the wrong plane at the wrong time. And
yep.
So that was the end of that. That'll be the day. He's written a ton of songs over his life. Made a lot of money. These songwriters are the same as the producers of television shows. The real money isn't in the singing of the song, recording it, and distributing it. The money is in writing the song.
Wow.
The money is for the singer on the road when they do personal appearances and they
not
sing.
So much back in these days. Back in
no,
these
they
days,
all get
the
screwed.
Record company owned the song, and they paid everybody a salary to go out on the road each week. And,
All right, so anyway, Jerry Allison, born in the state 1939. We acknowledge him. Next up, Van the Man. Now, see, it's too bad we picked this song because there are so many other great songs that may not be. When it comes to Van Morrison, I don't care much for his hits as I do for the penetrating songs. He's gone pretty jazzy, but he's got some great spiritualistic music that is just
fantastic. Let me give you another
fantastic.
One of my old favorites here.
Born this date, 1945. This is it. This kind of stuff. This is it.
Take five.
Van Morrison is 67 today. Happy birthday to him. Next up is Rudolf Schenker, guitarist for the Scorpions, born in the state 1952. Their LPs include Lonesome Crow, Fly to the Rainbow, In Trance, Virgin Killers. Man, this is a serious group here.
This was great 80s hard rock and
noise
metal stuff.
We used to refer to it as noise.
The German rock band.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
The guy's name is Schenker.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Rick Roberts from Firefall.
Here's the other side of the spectrum here.
I love this stuff.
Yeah, these two bands on the
I
same
love
station.
This stuff. This is such great stuff. I don't know what happened there. If somebody drops something in the kitchen.
The Scorpions don't want to leave.
Anyway, so Robert's born this day 63 years ago. Happy birthday to him. Gina Schock, one of the Go-Go's. She plays the drums. Ever notice the arms on the women? Even the men who play drums, their forearms.
Yeah.
Man, that's silly.
I got that drum set this past year.
Yeah.
And man, after about 20 minutes of jamming on that thing.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, so the Go-Go's, she's 55 today. The Go-Go's are gone. Glenn Tilbrook, the guitarist with the group Squeeze.
I just love them. I have always loved Squeeze, and they were great live about 20 years ago when I saw them here.
Yeah, he's 55, too. Tony DeFranco, all right. Back to the pop world. The DeFranco family. Crank this up, Richie. Sound like kids, even though they're adults. reminded me a little of a couple of other Boston groups. Tony DeFranco, born this day 59, so he's 53. Next up is Red Beach from Winger. You got me on this one.
Winger is a big hair glam band.
Really?
Glam band. A big hair rock band from the 80s.
Jeff Russo is bass player for Tonic.
Yes.
What do we know about him?
Good 90s kind of alt rock band.
43 today. Here's a good one. Deborah Ann Gibson's birthday is today.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie.
Started out as a Christian act when she started, right?
Was she? I didn't know that.
And then went into the mall.
Yeah.
Into the pop.
42. Sarah Ramirez, Callie on Grey's Anatomy. And it's Chris Tucker's birthday today.
Chris Tucker, hey.
DC charts, E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Now, this is the way guys like to shop, with buy one, get one free savings during Macy's Labor Day sale. Dress shirts and ties from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Michael Kors, and more. Belts from Jeffrey Beam, buy one, get one free. Polos and tees from Izod, Via Europa, Club Room. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis, and more. Designer suits, buy one, get one free. Hot styles, big names, buy one, get one free. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Exclusions apply.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
In the news, on the Good Day program, 33 past the hour. In this half hour, we're going to, among other things, go through some names, tell you some stories. It's Labor Day weekend, although it doesn't feel like it. I don't know. It's not like the 4th of July weekend, although you get an extra day, yada, yada. I don't know. This doesn't. We'll be on the air live on Monday, as we normally are on any holiday. The Good Day program with Doug, that's me, and Heather and Jennifer will be back, I think, on Monday. Hopefully Roberta has surfaced from whatever planet she's gone to. God love her.
I kind of want to go to her planet.
Yeah. Nice little gig going, man. Yeah, I think I'm going to go on a boat for a few weeks.
And Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Here's our 2020 News Quiz question.
Bring it on.
About a personality that you may or may not know.
Okay.
He is in the news today, and it is because of his visibility. He's been in our business all of his life. Very interesting character for many different reasons. And so I bring you his name because he's doing something that's pretty interesting that all of us would fantasize about. His name is Mel Karmazin. Why is he in the news? What do you know? What do you want to know?
Just reading that.
You'll like the story, and you'll wish you were him.
Yep.
800-510-8255. He's been a character. Well, I'm not going to tell you anymore. I want to know who Mel Karmazin is. Yeah, you can figure it out. And if you care to, share it so you can share a swell prize.
I wish I was in his shoes today.
Yeah, don't we all? 800-510-8255. So, mentioning Labor Day, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks if you have any special plans. We actually ought to be doing that on our social media, which we have seriously and egregiously avoided so far today.
Actually, you know what? I'm kind of digging down there.
Really?
There's a post, from one of our listeners, Lee, who posted a really interesting story of a deaf child, preschooler, actually, who his sign name.
Yeah. Oh, the gun?
Right. And I'm kind of digging down through that story now. There's actually a lot going on.
Comments on that.
Yeah,
that's Facebook or Twitter?
On Facebook, actually, there's a lot of stuff going on Facebook.
At Good Day Show is the Twitter account, and Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, is the Good Day Show is what we do on Facebook. So what else you got? Anything else that would?
We had posted before, do you give your kids an allowance for doing chores?
Yes.
And there's a lot of parents out there discussing that one. Kathy said some chores need to be done because everyone needs to contribute to the household, depending on age.
Yes.
Some bigger jobs I'll pay the kids. Some, you know, just need to be done.
Right.
Melanie says not for room and board, but for being part of a family. Yeah. She feels that they should receive an allowance for doing chores. Roger says chores are done so when something they need for money arises, they have a reason and they get it.
Yeah.
And we have, let's see, it goes on and on from there, but it's funny. Colleen says, my son has to keep his bedroom, bathroom, and basement clean without allowance. So right. That's just, you know, because it needs to be done.
Are you doing that with your children?
They don't get an allowance.
No, so you just tell them they have to keep their rooms clean?
There's certain things, yeah, that need to be kept clean. Yeah, Jaden, he's 10, so his room, the trash, things like that, just need to be done.
Friday,
part of
trash
being
day.
That's right, right. It's out on the curb right
get
now.
Get it out there, yeah.
The recycling, so, and actually I have
we don't really have curbs in our neighborhood, but...
No, it's on the side of the road, though.
It's on the side of the road.
Don't you love it when your kids get to the age where they can start contributing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. Ella is not even 3 years old yet, but when Jaden takes out a large bag of recycling to the large recycling receptacle outside, I do a tiny bag for Ella.
Oh, good.
So that she goes she's out learning. With him.
Yeah.
So she's already at it.
All right, good. And we'll ask for your plans for Labor Day, too, at Facebook and Twitter. So what are your plans? Our poll wants to know suggestions. Relaxing with family and friends, that's A. B, having a cookout. C, going to the beach or pool. D, shopping. E, just another work day for me. F, what's Labor Day? And what we haven't got here is G, baling hay, which is what I'll be doing.
Yeah, fun.
Weather's good. Got to get it done. All right, so that's a way for you to get a focus, if you will. Yesterday's poll, speaking of focus, what do you think about the way Barney's, the clothing store in New York, slimmed down? That's putting it nicely. The Disney character, we were talking about this yesterday. I bet there's some comment on that, Heather, in either Facebook or Twitter.
I'll look down.
38% of you said this is awful. What a horrible message it sends to children. Yes. 22% of you said it's a bit creepy, but not a big deal. Let's see here. 17% said they look really creepy. 15% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said they look great. I can't wait to see what they do next. Yeah, sure. And 8% said it's an ad campaign. Who cares? Well, the creepy stuff. Here's, you want to go to the next, to Creepyville. Here's something which I suppose fits into the television category, but it also fits into the game of life. This four-year-old girl that's connected to Toddlers and Tiaras, her name is Destiny on the show.
Yeah.
All right? 4 years old, smoked her competition on this children's competitive show. Now, this is a preschooler. She's a year older than Ella, and they got her smoking. Destiny's mom.
Really?
Well, she didn't really, but... Her mom she was interested in having her on the show because all moms who want attention for themselves.
All moms who their children name their living, daughter Destiny
right.
want them to be a television star.
So here's what she's doing. This four-year-old is impersonating Sandy from Greece.
Uh-huh.
And they've given her a fake cigarette, and we have the picture at DougStephan.com.
Oh, that's still wrong.
I can't. This is so disgusting. So just vile.
That's like, it reminds me, do you remember those, the candy cigarettes where you go in it and the powder would come
There's
out?
There's a Van Halen
jacket on.
Is there a Van Halen album that has a baby with
Women
a cigarette?
Women and Children First, yeah.
Yeah. Even the judges on this television
1984.
Show. Was it? I don't remember. I just remember, so I can remember the cover.
Yeah.
Very, very vivid.
Great album.
Yeah. Horrible cover.
Yeah.
So the judges generally caught off guard by just about nothing. Were absolutely shocked.
They had to have been floored.
They deducted points from her score because of this, even though it was she's 4 years old. They rewarded her with the title of Personality Supreme. But you can only hope that in these pageants, the mother will have... the mother said to the kid, don't forget to smoke.
I'm just reading that now. Yeah.
Don't forget to smoke.
Oh!
4 years old. Get the kid away from her. That's what ought to be done. Talk about need for government. I mean, somebody, is there a father here someplace?
These people that go on these reality shows with their kids.
Are not in reality.
They are begging for the authorities to see this and take their kids away from them.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's really all, it's a scream for help.
Yeah,
I have no clue what I'm doing. Look.
Yeah. All right, so I was asking the question, this may be a little too inside. So in terms of name, Mel Karmazan, I just thought maybe I'd float it because it's a great story. Mel Karmazan was actually an owner-operator. He ran a broadcasting company called Infinity, created it, put it together, and then sold it to CBS and he made a lot of money, and he stayed running. He actually ran all of CBS radio and television for a while because he's that good. And then I crossed hairs with Sumner Redstone, who owns most of the stock and is supposedly in charge. It really is at Viacom, which owns CBS.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he got fired, which was something that was probably the biggest mistake that they made in the history of the company.
Mm-hmm.
So then he sat on his laurels for a while. And when Sirius was created, Sirius Radio, and they were having some problems, they came to him the year before Howard Stern became available with the specific intent, knowing, in fact, that he'd be the only one that could get
Howard Stern worked for
Howard
Infinity
Stern. Howard Stern worked for Infinity, worked for CBS, worked for Mel. They had this great relationship. It was love-hate stuff because Howard used to rake him over the coals on his program. But Howard got paid a lot of money.
It was all part of the shtick.
It was all part of the shtick. So anyway, and Mel didn't care. He didn't care. As long as with Mel, it's always, what's the bottom line? And people loved hating him.
Right.
And hated working for him, but they wouldn't go anywhere else. Because if you produced, you got paid well. So anyway, he goes to Sirius, gets Howard to come over there. The subscriptions go through the roof. I remember when I went, I was invited to Sirius, and I was there for 5.5 years. And the way they got me, I mean, I would have said, yeah, but they said, we'll give you some stock. Okay, mm-hmm. I'll take some stock. Stock went up. When I went there, the stock, it was around $4 and something. Went up to $5, went up to $7. And then when I left, of course, it had to do with me. It went down. It had nothing to do with me, but the stock went down. Then they merged with XM, and the stock went down even further.
Mm-hmm.
It was down below a dollar. It was delisted for a while. And Mel, through his creative genius of understanding how to sell, and he understands this business. He really does understand this business.
Yeah.
He was given a lot of stock. Now, and maybe this is too inside. Tell me, Richie, if you think it is. Liberty Media, which owns tons of cable systems, when Sirius was in trouble a couple of years ago, in serious trouble, Malone, who runs it, infused, I don't know, $40 million. I don't remember what the number was, but it was a lot of money into it. And did it by buying stock. So that inflated or increased the value of the stock. So it got up over $1, $2. And I think the value of the stock today is around $2.50. So Mel Karmazan.
Back in the game.
Right. Mel Karmazan has been given tens of millions of shares in SiriusXM. Now, the new people now, Malone has bought enough control of the company to take it over. And so whether Mel is smart enough, I mean, Mel wanted Malone to come in and help the company stay. Through Mel's creative genius, they've gotten a lot of great programming. They do very well now. SiriusXM is a, pardon the pun, a serious contender in audio choices.
Mm-hmm. $2.54.
You got to pay for it. Stock today is $2.54. Karmazan has notified him he's going to sell 30 million of his shares. 30
wow.
million
Uh-oh.
Shares. So 30 million shares amounts to $75 million payday for him. And he has to pay back. They give you options and they take a percentage, but still he's going to get 65. Of the 75 million, he gets to keep 65.
Not bad.
And he's got another 30 million in shares. So we can't sell them all at once. So at the end of the day, if the stock stays above $2, and he's already sold 20 or 30 million shares over the years that he's been given. He had 100 million shares, I think, at one point in time. So
meanwhile, Howard's making 90 million.
And Howard, he made 85 because it was 80 something he got out of him. The first contract, the first 3 years he was there, he got 100 million a year. We negotiated it down to 84, 85. For the next 3 years. And, you know, he's getting $10 million a year from Who's Got Talent or whatever the name of that show is.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
So that's why he was I think he was three on the list of the Forbes wealthiest entertainers.
Yeah. No, he was further down.
Was he?
He was like six or seven.
Yeah, it was nine because he was
nine,
in the top
29.
Mm-hmm. 95 million. So anyway, but Karmazan, the reason I brought his name up is because it's such a great American story. That's really why. Mm-hmm. I mean, the guy, regardless of his personality, which is less than Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Pleasant, he still knew how to make the business work. Mm-hmm. And therefore, in America, when you know how to make things work, you get paid and rewarded accordingly. He's worth every penny of that, because without him, SiriusXM would have been long gone, and all the stockholders,
light out of the sky.
The stockholders would have had nothing, zero. So we get into this discussion and debate about whether or not somebody like that is worth the money, and the answer has to be yes, because otherwise, a company that people invested their hard-earned money in would have gone away.
That employs a few hundred people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Isaac's 430, Richie.
Right.
In a matter of fact, so. But when I left, my shares had been, I said, $7. I was going to sell them when they're $7. And so he said, no, don't sell them because you're going to stay there. I said, okay. So I didn't. I ended up selling them, I think, $1.07. But, I mean, it was pound money because...
they gave it to you.
They gave it to me.
Right.
So, but still, I would rather have not had the money and stayed on Sirius, frankly. I would like to still be on Sirius. But
do you do much with stocks?
No.
That just blows my mind.
We don't have
people.
Time for this story.
Yeah.
No, we don't have time for this story. This is not a good. It's not a good ending to this story.
Yeah. So, anyway. It's always a big, exciting story to start.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, with everybody, I'm going to make a killing. Get a tip from somebody.
Yep.
And between that and my definition of a farm, a hole in the ground into which one throws money, there's not a big. The success of the farm has nothing to do with money, but the success of the stock deals that I've done also have nothing to do with money.
I see a common theme going on here.
All right, where are we? Looks like I need to take a breather and smile or cry for a moment here on Good Day.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000.
Call it the barbecue or grill. It's a staple in American cooking. Grilling is an easy way to make a simple and delicious meal while spending time with family and friends. Rebecca P. Cohen, author of 15 Minutes Outside, 365 ways to get out of the house and connect with your kids.
Now that kids are back to school, I try to make the most of our time by gathering around the grill for dinner. On school nights, the kids bring their homework outside while I grill. Just look for foods that are grill-friendly and pair them with new Orida grillers. These big-cut brown potato slices are crispy on the outside, fluffy on the inside, and ready on the grill in just 15 minutes, a fraction of the time it takes to prepare a whole potato. Plus, they cook next to meats and veggies. You can cut out trips to the kitchen and spend more time together.
Any other ways to make the most of the grill this fall?
Fall and tailgating go hand in hand. Kick off the tailgate at home with more grill-friendly foods and Orida grillers on the side. Add a game of beanbag toss while the food is grilling, and you'll score a win with your family and friends.
For more, visit Orida.com.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Story at DougStefan.com about a fisherman finding a message in a bottle that was 98 years old. Check it out online, DougStefan.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Yeah,
good stuff. I love Joe Cocker. Yeah.
You like Joe Cocker?
I do. He was really good in concert. I saw him at Jazz Fest.
Really?
He's got the guy's been around forever. Still getting that done.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of this song. Though.
Nah. Sappy, Richie. You don't like sappy?
I don't. No. I'm too manly for this, Doug.
I know you're
more up your alley.
Oh, thank you. Very nice.
Are you crying yet?
Huh?
Are you crying yet?
Not about that. Hi. You guys, 55 past the hour. Okay, so Chuck Curry is here, and it's Movie Moments. Chuck's going to give the preview of... the reason that I'm chuckling is because I just came upon the question that is going to blow your mind today. That I even came up with the question is going to blow your mind.
Oh, we're not doing our audio?
No.
Oh, okay.
We've done the audio.
Why? Is it a boring movie?
No, it's a good movie. We've done it 4 or 5 times.
I don't like to blow my own horn, but believe me, if Jesus Christ had lived in Chicago today and if he had $5,000 and he'd come to me, things would have turned out differently.
Okay.
Okay, so there we go.
You got it.
All right, so Chuck Curry is here. He's going to tell us what is coming out this weekend. You may want to go see Labor Day weekend, et cetera, et cetera. All right, I have a Goodfellas question for everybody. Everybody ready?
Oh, Chuck's going to love this. He loves that movie.
Okay, you're going to love this, Chucker. In Goodfellas, what's the airline the wise guys make their big hit on? Was it Aer Lingus, Lufthansa, LL, or Pan Am? 800-510-8255. Aren't you glad I asked that?
I know.
You know the answer. All right, well, if people know the movie, they come up with the answer. Again, the question that you get a swell prize for if you haven't won in Movie Moments before. Here's the question. From Goodfellas, what's the airline the wise guys make their big hit on? Is it Aer Lingus, Lufthansa, El Al, or Pan Am? 800-510-8255. Chucker gets it. Richie doesn't have a clue.
I don't know. I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. Tell me what's fun.
All right. And then he, boom, that's the end of that. Okay.
That is the most funny and scary scene at the same time.
Yeah. Right. He was good at that.
Pesci's great, man.
He's good at it.
Pesci is great.
Name of the airline from Goodfellas where the wise guys made their first big hit. Aer Lingus, Lufthansa, El Al, Pan Am. 800-510-8255. Chucker gives us the preview of the movies coming out this weekend. Just a moment here on Good Day.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chuck Curry, our movie man on Good Day. What's the big deal this weekend?
Well, I don't think anybody's expecting big box office numbers this weekend, but two new movies do open, Doug. Lawless, which is a prohibitionary-era drama starring Tom Hardy and Shia LaBeouf.
Is it lots of shoot 'em up and
gangster
stuff?
Pretty, actually, pretty violent.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Also is a horror film, The Possession, starring Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who starred in the movie Watchmen. I like him. He's a good actor. And one other box office bit of news. Marvel will re-release The Avengers, its big summer box office hit on 1,700 screens for Labor Day weekend. Right. That film's made $1.5 billion worldwide.
Good movie.
Make a couple more bucks. Some TV news of interest. 30 years after Mork and Mindy, Robin Williams will return to TV, starring in David E. Kelly's workplace comedy set in the world of advertising. It will air on CBS. Robin Williams had a great movie career, but over the last probably 10 years, has been not as good. Now he's going to try his luck back in the world of television.
Let's see if we can find an answer. What's the name of the airline, Jim?
Pan Am.
Pan Am. You got one out of four choices, and you picked the wrong one. But thanks anyway for the call. Mike's in Pennsylvania. What's the name of the airline, Mike?
Lufthansa.
Very good.
I like that. Trucker likes that. It is Lufthansa from Goodfellas. So you'll get the swell prize. Hold on just a second. Mike, thanks for your call. Have a great weekend. It's Labor Day. Trucker will talk to you on Monday.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.